You be seated.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. So pumped right now. God's good. Every single day, sitting here. So, first things first. Y'all ready to give? Yeah. Hallelujah. Okay, cool. Thanks, Tom. Becky, appreciate it. All right, listen up. So, Jesus takes, and he takes some disciples, right? And apparently there were more than just 12 of them, right? And in Luke 6, he takes 12 guys. He says, you 12, you're my 12. You guys come with me, right? And so I'm just kind of summarizing Luke 6 for you. He says, you 12, you're my guys. You're going to come with me. And immediately he goes and he sits down and he starts preaching. Now, he doesn't just preach to the 12, but see, the way that we were doing praise and worship, the way it was coming to me was this. The first thing a leader does is he wants, when he first picks you out, he says, this is what to expect. Right? A good leader? Everybody agree? A good leader say, this is what to expect. This is what you need to do. Right? And so in Luke 6, he starts telling them. He's like, hey, look, he's going to say, this is what I want you to do. This is how you're going to do it. Blessed are you if you're this way. Woe to you who are this way. Right? And he says that all through Luke 6. And then he gets down to 6. Well, I'm going to read it. If you are kind, good, and do favors to benefit others, who are kind and good to do favors to you and benefit you. Wait, hold on. That's not it. Oh, love your enemies, right? Be merciful. Judge not. And then give. Okay, so he's telling them, this is what you're supposed to do as followers of me. He says, give, and gifts will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shake. Oh, this is Luke 6:38. Sorry about that. Give and gifts will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will they pour into the pouch formed by the bosom of your robe and used as a bag. For with the measure you deal out, with the measure you use when you confer benefits on others, it will be measured back to you. Jesus, see, a lot of people forget that Jesus actually spoke about money. He spoke about giving. Everybody wants to talk about, you know, how blessed are the meek, right? And blessed are the meek. I'm not taking anything from Jesus. But why can't we get down to the nitty-gritty and actually believe everything Jesus says? Right? So when I get up here and I say, hey, guys, it's time to give. And here goes Clinton again on that giving thing. But do you think that Jesus received, well, he did from the Pharisees. I mean, if you want to be lumped in with that group, that's cool. But give and gifts will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Will they pour into the pouch formed by the bosom of your robe and used as a bag? See, Jesus, when he said to give, he said, here, if you'll give, this is what happens for you. So the whole thing, are we supposed to give to get? No, but can we give to get? Yes. Because that's scriptural. Right? Give and gifts will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will they pour into the pouch formed by the bosom of your robe and used as a bag. So again, give. It's in the list of things that he told the 12 right after he hired them. Right? Wrong? It is. It's in there. He's like, this is what you're going to do. And they could have walked away from it, been like, cool, whatever. Right? They could have. Judas did. Look how that worked out. Woo! We won't go there. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for the gift that you have given to us, Lord God. Lord God, in that by sowing, we're just returning your portion back to you, Lord God. And by giving, we're going above and beyond what the tithe that's already yours. We thank you, Father God, for the opportunity. Your word does say that you give seed to the sower, Lord God. So we are sowers and we expect seed, that we may sow it back, Lord. We thank you for it. In the mighty name of Jesus, everybody said, amen. Amen.